Big events coming up throughout the month of June, and one of them is coming up this weekend. Bartley Days is back. Let's talk about it. Mr. Gavin Harsh is on the phone with us. Gavin, how are you?
We're good. We're good. Just keep praying for some rain. I think everybody would be a lot happier. Let's see what tonight brings in.
I know it. Yeah, we got a little stuff here off to the southwest of McCook that's moving up northeast, so we might get some raindrops sooner than tonight.
That would be great. But the good thing is it looks like the Saturday for Bartley Days couldn't ask for better weather.
Yep, I was thinking the same thing. It's supposed to be a couple of days of rain, but the weekend is going to be nice for some of the big events coming up. And you've got a heck of a lineup. Back in the Day is the theme for Bartley Days coming up, and you've got some things happening from sunup to sundown, don't you?
Oh, it's going to be a great day. Really commend all the people that have put in a lot of effort to get Bartley Days back here going. And if you've missed it in previous years, make sure you have it on the calendar to come on Saturday. There's be, like I say, yeah, 8 in the morning, we got a sand volleyball tournament. So we have 5 or 6 teams right now. So if you're a team out there that wants to compete, go to our Facebook page. All the contact information is listed there. But, yeah, go on ahead and get your team entered. But all day we've got things going on. That's just kicking it off in the morning. There'll be lunch at the Fire Barn, provided by the Bartley Fire and Rescue there from 11 to 1. And then we're going to jump into some more traditional things for Bartley Days, the parade at 1 o'clock. So if there's something that you want to get in the parade for a float, like I say, the theme is Back in the Days. And that's pretty wide open. You could go back to your heydays, Rich, or you could even go back to the 20s. You know, you name it, we could. It all fits the theme anyways. So moving along from there, afternoon, if you've got kids, bring them down. We have tons and tons of activities. One of the fun ones this year that'll be a new one, and I don't know if a lot of people know about what it is, but we're going to have a foam party. My vision, if you kind of can hang with me, is like, you know those big bounce houses that have the balls that you can shoot balls at other people?
Mm-hmm,
are you
sure.
Calling?
Yep.
This is very similar to that of, like, you just got foam everywhere. And it's going to be a great time. But we've got more traditional things that we've done before. Bounce houses for all kinds of kids and ages. There'll be a train, all kinds of other games and fun activities. So we've got the Stockman's Bank doing a coin dig there out in the park. Like I say, if you've got kids, bring them down. It'll be a great afternoon of fun for them. And there'll be a new activity that we're pretty excited to see how it goes over. A beard contest.
Yeah, I was looking at that. That's going to be interesting. It really will.
Yeah. Aphrodite Hair, Anna down there at Aphrodite Hair, she took the challenge on to bring an event to Bartley Days, and they've got a lot of people, it sounds like, that are very interested. So if you have any kinds of facial hair, bring it into the contest. There's best beard, longest beard, and best mustache. So if you're one of those that can grow it and do it well, come down there and compete. That'll be at 1:45, right there in front of the community building. So those are a few of the events, but we've got a lot of things going on too throughout the evening. We got a free concert starting around 7, provided by the Stockman's Bank. South of Midnight, they're a great group out of Ord, so kind of a local area band coming down. And like I say, that'll be 7 to 11. There's also a local that will be there for a book presentation and kind of sharing his wealth of knowledge. Brandon Burton, mm-hmm, will be there signing some books, and he'll have his book there. I had to check. Former Marine, if I remember right. And his book is called Authority Without Control. And so he's going to be there. I say it's loaded full. Just plan on all day. There will be food there, tons of activities, and the weather looks great.
Now, the parade at 1 o'clock, once again, they'll start lining up at 12:30. And you'd love to make this a really big, nice parade, wouldn't you?
We sure would. And so if you have a business, something that you want to advertise, or just for the good of the cause, more than welcome. The contact information is on our Facebook page, Bartley Young Guns, and you can see that. But yeah, we would love to have anybody and everybody enter the parade starting at 12:30 with the kickoff at 1 o'clock.
And then to wrap things up, you've got a free concert featuring South of Midnight. That will start about 7 o'clock. Is that right?
Yep, that is, they say, 7 o'clock. Weather, we've looked in the radar or future forecast, shows to be a great evening. Probably be nice, cool June evening. Maybe there will be some cloud cover to provide some fresh air. But, yeah, coming on down there, we'll have a beer garden and everything there for the concert. So that, like I say, will start at 7.
Again, you could not have an event like this unless you had the backing of a lot of great sponsors, and volunteer work is important. A lot of these folks just putting their time in, volunteers, aren't they?
Absolutely, and thank you for going down that pathway. Bartley Days, it is a massive undertaking. I really commend all of the people that serve on the Young Guns committees, but also to our sponsors. A couple of our platinum sponsors, Bryco Pest Control, March Trucking, Hague Insurance, and Nebraska Corn Processing. We couldn't be more thankful for those to be helpful in sponsoring our event anyway. So,
again, a lot of the information we just talked about, once again, Gavin, on the Bartley Young Guns Facebook page. It's right there, 8 o'clock start time for the sand volleyball tournament. And as you said, all the contact information, numbers, if you need to get a hold of these people, they're right there.
Yep, yeah, it is. And if they have any questions, be sure to call us. We'd be happy to get you some more information about it.